It is the end of the week, and we all need to be told something good. And I'm always so excited to bring on at this time, 3:30 every Friday, my good friend and colleague from Civic Media, Terry Barr, for a little segment that we like to call What's Good, Local, and Overlooked in Wisconsin. Brings a smile to my face every week. I hope it does for each and every one of you as well. Welcome back, Terry.
Hi, Maggie. Great to be back with you once again. I have some really interesting topics, and it ties in with everything that's going on right now. If we're talking about money and tariffs and bank accounts, all of this ties to it. So I'm going to hop right into this first topic. You and I have talked about Create Wisconsin in the past. And basically, we have learned that Wisconsin is last when it comes to funding the arts, music, anything like that across the entire state of Wisconsin from the state budget. No, we're last. So Create Wisconsin is putting out a notice saying, due to the arts, there are 15,000 jobs that are filled because of the arts. $190 million comes into the state every year due to the arts. And they want a budget that includes, I love this, an Office of Film and Creative Industries. Now, for anybody that saw the Green and Gold movie that was filmed in Door County, that almost didn't happen because there were no incentives for the filmmakers to stay in Wisconsin. So it just kind of makes sense, doesn't it? And what is happening with this is the concern about the funding cuts at the national level for the arts, for culture, for creativity. And so Create Wisconsin on Monday is going to do a virtual town hall where everybody can participate, learn more, and figure out if you want to help support the arts in your local community, here's how you can do it. So I'm going to invite everybody to go to createwisconsin.org, and that is where you'll get all this information, and you can find out about the virtual town hall happening on Monday afternoon. How about it?
That sounds amazing, Terry, and I hope you keep reminding me and every one of our listeners that we are dead last in arts funding from our state coffers. And I've got a little thing to share with you at the end of our segment today that I wanted to tell you about, and I'm going to relate it back to this very thing. So I'm putting a mental pin in this so I don't forget how to relate this all back for you.
I will try to remember as
Help me, Terry. Yes, help me.
I know. We need
There's
help
something
on a
about
Friday
radio
afternoon.
Brain. It just like fritzes out after the, I lost the thought. That's amazing. Yeah. I hope people get involved as the Joint Finance Committee does its listening sessions across the state. Please ask your elected officials in state government, your state senators and legislators, please commit to an Office of Film and Creative Industry. Please commit some dollars, some tax incentives for people to continue to and grow the creative communities and the creative sector in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, and it can hurt us, you know, educational wise. If you want to take courses, or even if you just want to go visit your local historical society or a museum, that could all get hit.
Yeah.
So they're looking for a lot of different things in the state budget, since the federal is basically saying, sorry.
Yeah, good luck to you. It's the perfect storm, right? We have this historically low, last in the country investment in our arts communities statewide, which is even more important outside of my home Skillet of Milwaukee, right? Like, you get into smaller communities, those state supports, those tax incentives are even more important. Thanks again. Please keep bringing this up, Terry. It's near and dear to my heart, and I know yours as well, as a fellow lover of music and musician.
Yes. Here's the next one. Do you grow a garden, or have you started one?
I have always had at least, no matter how minuscule my porch is, at least one tomato plant. It can always bear at least one cherry tomato plant.
That is great. Well, of course, we know, again, we're going to talk about the spending. There is some worry about the cost of groceries. And we have been talking about this for weeks, if not months. So I talked with a Northeast Wisconsin woman who is getting her garden growing, and she's doing it in a huge way. So let's listen to what Paula Schultz told me for a little inspiration.
Last year at the end of the season, I didn't have a big garden. I had a small little raised bed garden, but it wasn't much at all. And I was trying to get my hands on sweet corn and tomatoes to preserve for the year. And they were either very difficult to get, or if I did find them, they were extremely expensive. So I thought, I'm going to do my own. My last count was 556, I believe, plants. And unfortunately, I had to toss out about 150 this past weekend because they never germinated. It's on my things to do if time tomorrow or the next day. And just keeping my fingers crossed that I'm not too late in the game for it. To have a good, healthy plant to put into the ground, you want to have them get the seeds into a pot 6 to 8 weeks out. And that'll give you a plant that's anywhere from 6 to 12 inches tall, depending on the conditions. That'll be a good plant to get into the ground.
What did you plant?
We're going to have 2,000 ears of corn planted, and then around 150 tomato plants. And going into the next rows will be green and red peppers. And then after that, a mixture of broccoli and cauliflower and basil and cucumbers. And watch my garden grow.
That's wonderful, Terry.
She's doing this big time. And, you know, I learned in doing this interview with her, 60% of people in Wisconsin do plan to have a garden. And those numbers are up since the pandemic of 2020. Tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers are the most popular and typically seeds that are purchased and started. And I asked UW Extension too, Maggie, and this is kind of fun. They said, if you spend about $100, now that might be a little steep for some people, and that's a pretty good sized garden too.
It is.
Here's kind of the example. If you spend $100, you could actually harvest more than $500 worth of produce out of your garden.
I always felt an embarrassment of riches because of all of the produce that my mom would have when I was growing up from our garden. It was like we were constantly going to neighbors' houses. But, oh, you're going out with a friend. Here, bring them a bag of tomatoes because we had so many of it. It is the best. I also have a really good friend of mine as a teacher. I have a number of teacher friends, but one in particular at MPS's Milwaukee Public Schools, Holly Environmental School, and she is in charge of their gardening team. And so every year she will entreat me to come help with things and weed. And I am the happy beneficiary since I do not have a garden plot myself and just have my lone cherry tomato plant, a happy beneficiary of some of their amazing produce that they harvest each fall and throughout the summer, really. It's a great thing about zucchinis and cucumbers and tomato plants. And oh my gosh, lest you ever plant dill. It is dill weed for a reason. That thing will take over.
Oh, it's kind of like mint. Mint does the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And their big plants that they, herb plants that they always have a ton of are basil plants. And
oh,
so,
I love basil.
Oh my gosh, right? Like every year, right before I go up to Shawano, and you're from that area of the state too, I will call my friend up. Hey, can I come get some basil? And I will make a huge amount of fresh pesto. And that is like my, if a friend is unexpectedly coming over for dinner, oh, I'll pop that out, make some fresh linguine, bloop. Pesto, throw some mozzarella balls on there, some fresh cherry tomatoes, and like, boom, maybe a little chicken on the grill if I feel like I got to get my protein in. But amazing. I wanted to share with you, Terry, something that I'm hoping that you and I can work on together. And I'm going to ask Jamie to help us with this. And I'm totally, ladies and gentlemen on the, that are listening, all of you fine people, they have no idea what I'm about to say. So I'm sandbagging them with this on live radio. I went to Marquette University's Institute for Women's Leadership annual dinner thing yesterday, which is an amazing organization. And they the evening has a bunch of different components to it. They honor some amazing researchers. They give out a number of awards. They had a panel with some of my favorite female leaders from the Milwaukee area. But perhaps for everyone that attended this incredible event last night, the highlight was that they featured a band from the Girls Rock program.
Yes.
And if you don't know what the Girls Rock program is, it helps bring young women into rock and roll. They provide lessons and training, and they help them get gigs. And anyways, these were two young girls. They are in fifth grade. Their band is called Paranormal. And I can, so as a guitar player and a drummer, they both sang. And the first song that they played, they covered Joan Jett's Cherry Bomb.
Oh, wow.
And they were playing during dinner, and like people stopped eating, eventually stopped talking, and were like singing along and cheering. It was absolutely amazing. Then they played one of their original pieces, and people lost their minds. There was probably about 400 people there. These girls were amazing musicians. They sang in, they actually had like, they could sing in harmony. So if you know music, like the third or the interval, that's what you hear most singers singing. They did that. The song that they wrote was amazing. They did Joan Jett Frickin' Proud. And after they were done, they gave some remarks. And then the drummer, she said to the room, I just want to say thanks. This is the biggest crowd we've ever played before. And everybody, yay, woo. And then she said, and the most awesome. And so like 400 plus people just, it was so cool. And they were beside themselves. And so here's the part where you, Terry, and Jamie come in.
Okay, I'm ready now.
There was a little bit of a break in between some of the speakers and the events of the evening, and I had stepped out to make a call, and I saw the two young ladies outside. And as I've shared with all of you listeners, and Terry, I've talked with you about this, and Jamie too, I was a classically trained violinist that went into playing show tunes and jazz and Irish music and all kinds of stuff, and music has been such an essential part of my life forever. Yeah. It opened up doors that would have never been open for me otherwise. So I went up to him and I just was talking to him. You guys did great. That's such a cool song. Where'd you get the idea from? And then I said this to them. I'm going to go talk to your parents, but I really wanted to ask you ladies first. Do you have a manager or somebody that I might be able to talk to you about potentially booking you to come on my radio show and share with our listeners some of your amazing talents? And they, I haven't heard fifth grade girls squeal in a long time because that's not my typical, like, I'm not rolling out with the fifth grade, you know, girl. They squealed. We had like jumped around in a circle hugging. I didn't break an ankle in my 4-inch heels, which was on the plus side. And then it was so great. And then I went and met their parents and they were thrilled about it. So the group's name is Paranormal. I gave their folks a couple of my cards, but we're going to follow up. And I would love, Terry, for us and Jamie, for us to figure out a way to have them not just on the Maggie Dawn Show, but to introduce them to you, Terry, and the great work that you do with Rocker on the weekend to celebrate music in Wisconsin as well.
Let's do it.
Because girls rock.
And they
do. And so do you, Miss Terry Barr. I appreciate you. Have an absolutely glorious weekend. Folks, when we come back in just a few seconds, I'm going to give you my final good things to have us head off into the weekend. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.